The Partridge Amendment was a Hail Mary lob into the end zone of increasing teacher pay in South Dakota. It helped get the increase passed. The idea was that the state won its Supreme Court case against Wayfair to collect taxes from online retailers, the state would reduce the sales tax a tenth of a percentage point for every $20 million raised down to its pre-teacher pay increase level. But the amendment now law isn't so clear on what counts and what causes the trigger to decrease the sales tax. During the executive board meeting earlier this week, Republican State Senator Brock Greenfield holds up a $20 bill.
I can go to Walmart, I can go to McDonald's, I can go online, but I can't spend it more than once. The more stores that we see close, the more we have to ask ourselves, is this e-commerce thing going to be a boon? Is it going to bring in windfall dollars? Or is it going to be replacing the dollars that we're losing on Main Street in South Dakota?
E-commerce made up 9% of sales across the country in 2017. Republican Representative Spencer Gosch says as the economy continues to grow, sales continue to grow.
Does the government deserve that money or do the people, I think, is the big question when we come and talk about the differences in growth. I know some of us ideologically are going to disagree as to where that money should go, but I mean, I think that's the big question. So, I mean, I understand that we are losing revenue when it comes to the on-site sellers, people of South Dakota, and it's shifting, but sales still is increasing our economy.
Lawmakers dropped the debate last session. They wanted a full year's worth of sales tax collection data before moving on legislative changes. After her budget address, Governor Kristi Noem said the state did not collect enough sales tax from online retailers to trigger a reduction. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.